Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
This Valentine's Day, don't give your sweetheart chocolate or flowers. They want something bigger, something better, something with a hitch. At TC Trailers, they've got over 400 trailers on the lot, ready to sweep them off their feet. From flatbeds to enclosed trailers, goosenecks to dump trailers, they've got the perfect match for every hauling need. And they're keeping it affordable because love shouldn't break the bank. With their in-house repair shop and fully stocked parts department, TC Trailers is keeping your romance and your rig rolling. Plus, financing is available to help you seal the deal. Visit tc-trailers.com, because if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on, Big O Tires.
If you see someone smiling today, it's a sure bet they've been to the Big Deals online store. You see, the grin is just unavoidable on the face of someone who's saved up to 50% on gift certificates to local businesses. Plus, they spend just like cash and never expire, so it's pretty likely that smile is going to be there for a long time. Visit online or download the Big Deals app to shop right from your phone.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Hey, a little walking on sunshine never hurts anybody. I like that one. It is Party Line Thursday, and we are so glad. We're having a little party in the studio. We got Purdue Extension in the house. That's we got right. Miss Karen Jenkins and Isaac Chavez, known affectionately as Chop. So you guys call him Chop over there at...
No, not much.
You don't? Okay. He's probably Mr. Isaac or Mr. Chavez. Is that how it goes?
Or Isaac. Yeah. Isaac. Yeah,
they strictly business over there, so I guess they call me Isaac. On the fun days, they might call me Chop. But we'll get there.
Well, we know you as Chop. So, hey, good to have you here this morning. It is Party Line. It is Thursday, and we are looking at 18 degrees right now outside, but. Isaac and I were talking off the air, looking forward to some nicer weather next week, 40 degrees.
That's what we want to call it, nicer.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm ready. Are you guys ready?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, especially after last week.
Yeah, it was brutal.
We'll take 40.
It was brutal. I know I was talking to Matt Rota over at the Frankfort Community Schools, and it was tough week on the school systems because, trying to get kids in learning, being able to learn, and It's a challenging time. So, but everybody, they can always learn at the Purdue Extension, right, Karen? There's always learning going on there.
Absolutely.
And you are the human health and human science educator, mm-hmm. both Carroll and Clinton County.
Yes.
And Isaac is the Purdue Extension program assistant, and you guys are partnering. You guys got the tour going on. You're just trying to get everybody engaged and mm-hmm. ready to rock and roll for when we do get better weather.
That's right. That's right. So always fun stuff, learning events going on at Purdue Extension, whether it's ag-related stuff with Amy, our ag educator, or like you were saying, health and human sciences. So I do food, finances, all kinds of different things. And so we our 4-H educators both had babies in both counties, so they're both on maternity leave. But 4-H is in full swing. So it started, enrollment opened October 1st. We tried to get everybody in by mid-January, but you can still enroll.
Yeah.
And we've been sending out rule books and different things. I know Clinton County just had their all-county meeting back on Sunday, so we are getting the clubs what they need, so the leaders should have different things, and they should start meeting regularly now up until fair.
Awesome. Yeah. So barring any crazy weather from here on out, so and we never know. We're in Indiana, we're in February. March can be crazy too, so you never when you get into sectionals and things. You know, when you think about Purdue Extension, and you mentioned a lot of the programming that's going on, and we've got sheets out here in front of us of all the different things going on. You know, how do you guys? It takes a big team, because you've got a lot of programming, and it's got to be organized. And you're trying, and you're also trying to be more engaged in certifications and helping people get certified and things like that. Yeah. It's a tall task.
Yeah. You know what? We are great, though. Great team players. We make sure everything keeps afloat, and we pitch it for others. So we used to be a lot more siloed, like, oh, I'm only doing HHS stuff, or I'm only doing ag stuff. And that's not necessarily the case anymore. I mean, we still run our own railroads and you know, run those classes and things. But we step in and run the office and do what needs to be done.
Yeah, it's a part of, well, it's again kind of a team situation. Mm-hmm. We've been talking Super Bowl and ads and everything earlier this morning. It is a team effort,
absolutely.
And that's why I love football. I think that's why Isaac likes football too, because it is one person, you know, can make a mistake and it blows everything. One person does what they do, everybody wins, right, Isaac?
Yeah, definitely. Talking sports here, we tell kids, keep your head on the swivel, and that's really nice about our team. It's like everyone has what they bring to the table. So I would say it's we keep our pillar on the swivel, and we kind of see where we can help each other.
Yeah.
And right now we have the Learning Network with us as well, and we're about to get into some programs we're going to be partnering together with that Kate will probably talk about here in a minute with one of our programs in regard to grant writing coming up. But you're right. I like how you said we're kind of like on that tour. It's a tour of education, agriculture, 4-H, and we're kind of just helping these youth, the seniors, connecting right where they fit in and where they want to help. And Karen also talked about, we just had our 4-H meeting, and if you miss those meetings, it's all right. You can still stop by the office, and we'll get you any information that you need.
And those are the meetings to get engaged in 4-H. I mean, if you wanted to get your kid in 4-H, or if you were the kid and you want to get you were meeting, but you can do that anytime.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was kind of the kickoff. Here in Clinton County. And so once they start getting their rule books and those pages on how they know how to put their projects together, there are so many resources and things like he's saying. I mean, you can call the office, you have a club leader who should be a resource, and wonderful club leaders. So we have volunteers. 4-H would not run if we did not have all these great volunteers coming back and giving to these kids. And so I know in Carroll County, they just started a livestock club that's hitting more on the livestock area. So learn more of those expertise in that, and showing and feeding and just overall care of the livestock. So a lot of times people think of the fair as, oh, I don't have an animal, I can't be in 4-H. 4-H is not just animals, even though we have a nice showing in both counties. We have excellent livestock. So if you do want to learn about that.
Is livestock, though, is it kind of going down a little bit overall around the country? Are you seeing... I don't know. It seems like to me that the engagement in the animal science is been less, but not maybe around here.
Well, feeding livestock is expensive.
It's expensive, yeah.
Very expensive. And so even to get started, you're going to... And so we always at the back of the... you have a record sheet saying, hey, I've learned these skills and I've done this. On the back of the livestock, we always had... a listing of expenses, and you never you never get out of the red with livestock. I mean, you just can't help it.
Right.
Because you're feeding in. And I mean, we have donors that give, even at the livestock auctions and things like that, to try to help these kids, you know, different programs where we would give them a hog if they wanted to learn about swine, give them, you know, sheep or a goat to get these kids started. But then it's like they've got to take on that responsibility, right, and feeding and this and that. And we have a lot of people that want to help, but...
Did you do livestock when
I
you
did.
Were...
Okay. I was a 10-year swine member, yeah.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. that has had to change over the years,
yeah,
since when you were in.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like you said, the expense. But what kept you motivated? I mean, because you got to feed another, yeah, living being.
Right.
You
got
to take,
right,
care of another living being.
And that
every
is
day.
The most wonderful thing about 4-H. So,
yeah,
you're learning responsibility, right?
Yeah.
These animals have feed schedules too. I mean, you got to get out there. You have to work the animal so they aren't just running around the ring wild, you know, when you get out there. These kids that show livestock put in the hours.
Yeah.
They put in the work. They do a great job. And there's a lot of rules and regulations, even from the federal level. Like, we have the RFID tags and things like that. And they do YQCA, so that youth quality care. Like, this is how we're taking care of livestock. It's going into the food system, you know. So a lot of coordination,
yeah,
between organizations, and you put on a good program.
Well, I normally tell employers all the time, HR people, I said, hey, if they said they were a 4-H member,
mm-hmm,
they're a good hire, because normally, yeah, they know responsibility.
Absolutely.
And whether it be livestock or not,
yeah,
there's been accountability and responsibility,
yes,
to follow through and do their programming, whether it be, mm-hmm, photography, whether it be sewing, whether it be cooking,
absolutely,
whatever the case, you still have a timeline,
yeah,
and there's an expectation.
Mm-hmm. You have to follow those directions. You have to put things together, mm, in the right order, properly, you know. Yeah, yeah.
Isaac, you've been around here now for, what, a couple months. So what are you learning? What's been the biggest kind of aha for you?
I think the biggest aha for me is really just kind of taking what everyone is good at. For example, we have Karen with the human health and sciences, and we got our 4-H people, and then we got our agriculture people. So it's really just seeing the time frames of which program is being offered and kind of just familiarizing myself.
Yeah.
I feel like I've gotten a good idea of what we have to offer. So it's just doing the work behind the scenes, seeing what's needed, when are we going to start grant writing, when do we got to figure out deadlines. So some of that is still information for me to get into. But back to the 4-H'ers, when we were talking about them and the livestock, there's also a learning part to this as well that we help implement them. One of the events that is going on for these youth to learn about the animals they're working with is that there's junior pork days coming up. There's poultry workshops coming up. So these kids have opportunity to learn more about what, mm-hmm, they're working with and what's expected, and just an opportunity for them to come with their families and seeing what they'll be getting into once Fair Week comes around.
Well, you mentioned the learning network, the opportunity of just the 4-H Purdue Extension. All of it really centers around learning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at the end of the day, we're learning new things, and,
mm-hmm,
and you're hopefully engaging a young person to maybe learn something that might just spark a passion that, mm-hmm, they want to take it in. I mean, that was what happened with you, really, Karen.
Yeah. Oh, I knew from early on, I loved 4-H. I loved, yep, FFA. I knew I was going to go to Purdue and Ag, you know. And so, yeah, absolutely. Kind of set my steps God guided my path, you know.
Amen.
And it all worked out. And then, but yeah, so still talking about Purdue Extension, we are housed in the same building as Learning Network,
yep,
even though we're two different organizations, but we do have very similar missions, all centered around education and learning. And sometimes we partner together with certain things. So just like he was saying, we keep saying this, Beginner's Guide to Grant Writing. I'd like to talk about that,
sure,
as well as summer kids workshops that they're getting ready to do too. But again, whether we're talking about youth or adults, things like that, but Beginner's Guide to Grant Writing. So Amy and I are going to tag team on that, talking about tag team, and Isaac probably will too.
And that would be open to anyone that's wanting,
yes,
to learn more about how their nonprofit, mm, organization or any organization could be able to, you know, help grant, you know, write grants.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Melinda Grismer, she had been the director of Purdue Extension and is still the director of the Learning Network and still has like a regional appointment, you know, whether that's through extension or not. But she is a wonderful facilitator and will be teaching this class along with Steve Yoder, who is also an extension. And so that's the wonderful thing about Purdue Extension. We have this world-renowned university in our backyards, and we have these specialists and people like that, whether they're in a regional position or on campus. And, yeah, so this is a two-day, and it's a beginner's guide to grant writing, so they kind of help you search for this. This is how you would write this out, and tips and tricks on how to be successful in that. And so that's going to be on Tuesday, April 21st, as well as Tuesday, May 19th. From 9 to 4:30 there at the Extension office here in Clinton County. And it's $225 per person, which includes all the materials. We provide you lunch those days, snacks, and things like that. So it's well worth it, especially if you can be successful in writing grants. You can find a lot of money out there, and that is wonderful. And so looks like the deadline on that is April 7th, so we'll need to know if you're coming to that or not. And so
That will be at the Purdue Extension office there. Okay.
Yes, in the front conference room. Yeah. And so so that is wonderful. And then I had touched on, I know that we're talking about the fair and things in the summer, which there are a lot of things happening and coordinated up to those. But Summer Kids Workshop is one of those that we partner on too. And we are good at filling the gaps. Like if there is a need in the community, we fill the gap. And that's one of them, like childcare, especially in the summers, you know, people are working. And so their children might as well come and learn and spend the day learning things. So it's 3 weeks in June. They're at the Extension office, and we also use the fairgrounds. We've been out at Camp Column. We're out at the airport, different things like that. So there's many, many classes. Just like 4-H projects, right? There's many, many projects and things to do where your kids can find an interest and make sure that they're learning something and not just sitting around at home, you know, maybe, you know, have adult care and things like that that you might be looking for in the summer, but yeah, they might as well be learning something.
You know, Isaac, Karen brings up a good point, you know, getting kids engaged. Mm-hmm. I know that's something that's near dear to your heart, to getting youth involved and engagement. How do you see your role in helping these kids get more engaged and get off the couch?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that, Shan. One of the things that I'll be doing there at the Purdue Extension office is leading this program called Juntos, and what it is engaging youth, primarily the middle schoolers is where we'll be focusing on, as some other similar programs are being offered there to high school students. So we want to take a look at how we can implement this and work with middle schoolers. So what we'll do is it will be a bilingual type program. It'll be family engaged, and they will work on just connecting with resources here in the community and networking with leaders. So it'll be a really good opportunity for them once we get that going here in the community. But getting these students engaged is really just having an opportunity that we can help lead the youth, and that they can have confidence and see themselves doing something that they can get into once they're done with school and pass it forward.
Well, you mentioned middle schoolers. That's a tough age. You know, you and I both coach junior high football, so we know a little bit about the mentality and the attention span. But this is taking them down to a deeper dive. You're trying to get them engaged to where, I mean, you're hopefully, again, planting those seeds that are going to grow for a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how I got involved. A seed was planted when I was in high school, in eighth grader as a freshman. And so I really just look to replicate that same thing. And that's kind of my way of giving back is finding the next generation of leaders. And I really believe it starts with our youth.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. And you do a great job of that. I mean, you probably echo that as well, mm-hmm. Karen, when you're, as you've seen over the years, mm-hmm. The impact that, you know, FFA, 4-H, those programs make. Because not all kids are going to gravitate to sports. Not all kids are going to gravitate to music.
Right.
But everybody's got a niche. Somebody's mm-hmm. got something that they want to, you know, plug into an interest. Mm-hmm. And I really pray that it goes beyond TikTok, you know, and just
absolutely.
Watching some videos or even, you know, making videos, even though that can be creative. But I'm sure technology is being, you guys are using technology in new ways mm-hmm. In the 4-H.
Yeah, yeah. And we definitely have computer science, all kinds of different sciences. But AI has kind of been a component of that, too. And, of course, that keeps developing and coming into a lot of different curriculums and things like that. But planting those seeds is so important. And that's a nice little segue here to my Fruitful Fridays. Yeah. I just wanted to mention a couple more things before.
Yeah, you've got all the flyers. You tell us what you want to highlight because we want to make sure that we get the right stuff out there.
Right, right. Well, I'll start with Ag News. There are Fruitful Fridays in February. And a lot of things, just like you're saying, it is very good for these kids to know technology and this and that. But we don't want to miss that personal aspect, like, how do I speak to somebody in person? How do I greet somebody, you know, in an interview and things like that? But I will tell you, a lot of things run virtually, too. So these are all virtual. They have live programming as well, but we have that virtual component. And then Amy's also hosting some of these hot topics. They have monthly hot topics, and it's all about, here in February, it's dandelions, and in March, a fruit tree, again, like those Fruitful Fridays, right? April, growing natives in Indiana, and then May, harvest gardening, small gardening, and then in June, we're talking about the invasive species and doing different updates there. And of course, she always does. You were talking earlier about the certifications like PARP and things like that. She has been hosting and involved in some of those PARPs, and we host them elsewhere too. But again, it's coordinating that, getting the office of the chemist, which is housed, the state office is housed at Purdue, and that goes well also. And we need those farmers to be certified in their pesticide applications and things like that. And then on the HHS news, we're having a Friends Day, which will be hosted at the Faith Lutheran Church in Carroll County. So the Carroll County Extension Homemakers are celebrating their 100th year this year.
Wow.
So Clinton County. Yeah, yeah. Which coincides with our 250 years here in America. Yeah. So pretty cool. The cost is $15. That is going to be on April 23rd. And so the registration starts at 9:30. Actually, Angie Abbott, the director of the Extension, she's going to she's going to come and be one of our guest speakers. Our other guest speaker is going to be Dottie Robeson. She's the DAR regent of Cass County, actually. I'm going to talk about just women's involvement throughout history, you know, and things like that. I've also been teaching that food is medicine class. I did it here in Clinton County, doing it in Carroll County as well. It's wonderful. I have over 20 people that are in attendance. This last month in January, we talked basically dining with diabetes, be heart smart, and now I'm pulling in different curriculum of eat smart, move more. And that has gone really, really well. And I'm getting ready to teach Matter of Balance coming up in April at the Rossville Presbyterian Church. So that's fall prevention for those over 60. And it's just wonderful programming that we have for all ages.
Well, you'll be happy to know that I'll be leaving here and heading over to Glover. We're meeting with our new providers of we're changing everything from artificial flavoring to going to all the natural. We don't have very much artificial, but you know, we're trying to coincide with all of the new changes that Bobby Kennedy is making in the in the FDA. But everything will be, you know, natural coloring, no dyes, all of those things. So today's a big day for us over at Glover's as we're making. So as when you're talking about food as medicine, it really is important for, I think, even the manufacturers, the producers, everybody coming together to really say, hey, you know, why does, you know, America have such a high cancer rate?
Yeah.
According, you know, when you start looking at and comparing them to other countries in the world, you know, why do we have such a obesity rate? Why do we have such a diabetes rate, high rate? All of these things. And really, it's mostly because of what we eat and then what we don't do as far as exercise.
Yep, absolutely. And we have to start with healthy foods, like in the grocery stores and things like that.
Yeah.
So you're absolutely right. And and just like I was saying earlier, those federal regulations and things like that for what's coming into the meat markets or the fruit and vegetable markets. So it's important and it's coming down the pipeline.
Yeah, it's amazing. The more we have dived into this stuff, it's amazing of what has sometimes been put in, especially meats.
Yeah.
So we've seen dyes and things, and even produce, you know, just kind of spraying stuff and to try to preserve it.
Pick it green and then spray some chemicals on there to ripen them up.
Pick it and keep it green by spraying it. So I of course, you know, food is a passion of mine. I love food, and you guys do a great job of, and well, farming. I mean, it's all about food, and that's so important. What are some other things coming up, Isaac, that you want to maybe highlight?
Yeah, on the 4-H side of things, they have contacted all their past supporters or anyone that has sponsored anything in the past year or so. So they, all those letters have gone out, and if 4-H missed you, they can be contacted, and we'll make sure they get the information. They can contact 4HClintonCounty@gmail.com, and that is if you missed your sponsorship, if you would have expected any kind of material from us. We're just looking to get those in to support these kiddos for the upcoming year. So that's on the 4-H side of things. Then the junior leaders are sponsoring a dance on March 14th. It is open to all 4-Hers from grades 7th through 12th grade at the 4-H building from 7 to 10 p.m.
Are you going to run that dance? Are you going to be the chaperone? Are you going to be the DJ?
You know what? I'm kind of have been anticipating Hannah to ask me. So when she does, I'll be there with my boots, and we'll do a little boot scooting.
Oh, that's right. You're the country man. You like country music. Okay.
Well, I want to kind of jump in on that too. So Carroll County's letters have also gone out, and the Carroll County junior leaders are invited to the dance, of course.
Oh, wow.
We do a lot of the counties around us, but the Carroll County junior leaders are hosting a Veterans Day. We don't do it around Veterans Day because everybody else is, but on February 9th, so on Monday, if you are a veteran, you can get a free meal hosted by the junior leaders at the
awesome.
Extension office in
and
Flora.
That's in Flora?
Yes.
Okay. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Well, we got a few minutes left. Who's going to win the Super Bowl? I'll start with Karen. Karen, who's going to win the Super Bowl?
I agree with him.
Do you even know who's playing? I asked somebody the other day, and they said, who's playing in the Super Bowl?
I wanted Karen to say that because I'm not sure if she knows.
No,
but
I don't know.
Shane and I were talking about this.
That's why she deferred.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, like a coin flip. But
Tommy and I watch a lot of football, but if I'm actually paying attention to some of it, you know.
Well, okay. Well, before I get to Isaac's prediction here, we'll talk more what's important, what we were talking about earlier, the ads.
Yeah.
You watch the ads, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
What are your favorite Super Bowl ads?
Which this sounds crazy because I'm not a big drinker, but the Budweiser ads.
They got animals.
They do have animals.
The Clydesdales.
That's right. And they released theirs early, and it is really good. It has American Eagle and all kinds of stuff in there. It's pretty cool.
The place that you can go to see almost all of the ads is a place called Spot Bowl.
Oh,
and we just interviewed the gentleman this morning. And SpotBowl.com. There's 23 of the 30-some ads are on there right now. And you can see them, and they've got the Clydesdale with the eagle. That's pretty cool.
That one is cool.
What's your favorite ad, Isaac?
My favorite ad, I always look forward to the Chevy commercials.
Oh yeah.
I have an interesting story, actually a real local story. One of the gals I went to school with, her dad was the creator of Blind Melon. And a couple years ago, when one of the Chevy commercials came out, we had just talked about that. I was telling my cousin, like, hey, why didn't you ever tell me that, you know, our friend was pretty cool? And as we're telling that, it's just a couple days after the Super Bowl, the Chevy commercial just been out, and in the back of the Chevy commercial was a Blind Melon song.
Oh my.
So I like the Chevy commercials, and they're always different every year. Same with the Pepsi commercials. But my prediction for the game, I think Seahawks are going to win.
Yeah.
I think Sam Darnold has a really inspiring story of what propelled him to this game. Give or take a few games here, I think he's 28-6 in the last 2 years. Was released from Minnesota and signed with Seattle and replicated the same success he had the past year. I really love Super Bowl Sunday. All my friends are coming over. We're gonna make some good food, so it'll be a good day.
Oh, you're definitely gonna make some good food. I know you. So, but I think Drake May, the quarterback of New England, has quite a story too. You know, newlywed, newly married. He's very excited about his wife, his life, and where football has taken him. It is kind of, I really am rooting for the individuals. There's a lot of great individuals in this game Sunday, mm-hmm. So it's going to be fun. Yeah, you got one more thing?
I do. Yeah. I made a mistake, and I need to correct that date for the Veterans and First Responders Dinner.
Yeah.
Hosted by the Carroll County Junior Leaders is actually February 16th, so I was off a week. So
okay,
sorry about
so don't
that.
Hey, don't go this Monday.
That's right.
It'll be the 16th, which is President's Day. That's
6 p.m.
which
there
is President's
go.
Day. So maybe that's why they did it.
Yeah,
it's President's
yeah.
Day. So
wanted to make sure we get those American,
yes.
heroes in there.
Amen.
So.
Well, guys, you guys are doing the Lord's work. Keep it up. We appreciate all you do. Thank you very much, and we look forward to seeing out on the streets of Frankfort, or Clinton County, or in Carroll County, wherever
right.
wherever we'll all be out there together. That's for sure. So, all right. God bless. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thank
Karen
you.
And Isaac joining us this morning from Purdue Extension. We appreciate them. And we appreciate you joining us this morning. Good Lord willing, we'll be back with you next week. Hey, it's going to be a big game this Sunday. And who knows? Who's going to win the Super Bowl advertising? You know, who's going to end up being the big winner there? I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to think the Patriots are going to take it. I know they're underdogs, but I kind of have a weird feeling. So, I don't know. I'm rooting for the Seahawks, but I kind of have a feeling the Patriots are going to do it. But anyway, we'll see. The Patriots just have that, I don't know, whatever that it factor is. But we'll see how things go. Hey, until next time, be safe and be courageous. Talk to you soon.